This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. That is the theme to The Carol Burnett Show. It ran for more than a decade in the 60s and 70s and won more than two dozen Emmys. Carol Burnett's career spans six decades and extends beyond The Carol Burnett Show. She starred in the original Annie movie. She played Miss Hannigan, the alcoholic caretaker of the orphanage. And more recently, she had a recurring role in the final season of Better Call Saul. She has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a Presidential Medal of Freedom, and was awarded the Kennedy Center Honors. Carol Burnett turns 90 years old today, and NBC is airing a star-studded special in her honor tonight. Joining us to celebrate is her close friend, colleague, and fellow funny lady, Vicki Lawrence. Welcome to Press Play, Vicki.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, it is my great pleasure to have you because I, like many, many, many people listening right now, grew up watching you every Saturday night, and the Carol Burnett Show is part of that powerhouse lineup of All in the Family, Mary Tyler Moore, Bob Newhart, and then this variety show. Talk about that moment in our TV cultural history and why the Carol Burnett Show resonated.
Gosh, I don't know that I know the answer to that. I just think we had an amazing chemistry. It was an amazing family atmosphere. And I think that the kind of person that Carol is, I mean, she is what you think. She's everything you think she is. She is exactly the way you would expect her to be if you meet her. And I think that permeates the screen. I think people feel that. I'll tell you a really cute story. When I was really young on the Carol Burnett Show, nobody knew who I was. So I used to run around out of the studio after we finished taping, and I would sit on the hood of my car in the parking lot, and I would watch Carol come out of the stage door entrance with whoever the guest star had been that week, because she always used to take the guest star to Chasen's for dinner. So I would watch him come out, and I said to her one day, how come everybody calls you Carol? Like, hi, Carol, love you, Carol. And if it's a movie star, it's hi, Miss Grable, hi, Miss Hayworth, hi, Mr. Stewart. You know, if it was a movie star, it was always more formal. And she said, oh, sweetie, you know, they're lying at home in bed watching you between their toes. And she said, they know you. You are in their bedroom, you know? She said, so we're friends. We're close. It's very personal.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially at that time of night, right? When you are in bed, usually watching TV.
TV was at home and it was personal.
Right. Yeah. And so you two have a very personal relationship. And just tell the story of how you landed on the show, because you were just 17. You were in high school here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
In Inglewood. And she came to a performance of yours. Talk about how that transpired.
She did. Well, I used to be a big fan letter writer. And from the day that I entered high school, everybody said that I looked like Carol Burnett. And in my senior year, I entered a little contest. The Fireman's Ball was coming up and they wanted some girls to sing and dance. So they said, let's call it the Miss Fireball Contest. And they got eight of us girls to come out and participate in the contest. The local newspaper gal did an article about 2 weeks prior and ran a picture of all of us girls and said that I bore a striking resemblance to a young Carol Burnett. And my mom said, why don't you write Carol a fan letter? And I said, okay, that letter, I wrote her the fan letter, told her I would love to meet her someday, put my little article with the picture in. And she took my dad's name out of that article, looked us up in the phone book and called me and made arrangements to come and see that contest. That's how that happened. And it was at Hollywood Park, the contest.
Amazing.
which is now the new SoFi Stadium. I'm like, oh, my God, my history has been torn down.
Your little town of Inglewood has undergone a transformation.
It's famous now, I know.
Well, so then you're on the show and you're still a teenager?
Oh, yeah. I started on Carol's show and at UCLA the same fall.
Oh, my gosh. And then in a funny twist on the show, the memorable, well, there are many memorable skits, but one of the most memorable, you actually end up playing her mother. You play Mama.
Yes.
So she's Eunice and you're Mama. And I just want to play a clip of you two in your, I guess, a role reversal.
My life is ruined. I have left my husband. Don't you have anything to say about that at ridiculous, Eunice. Where are you going to live?
Well, right here with you. Where else?
Tell me what Ed could possibly have done that is so terrible.
He went to a massage parlor.
So talk about how that character was developed. Did you develop it with Carol?
It was written as a one-time sketch by two of the writers on our show that both hated their mothers. And so they wrote this beautiful homage to their dysfunctional upbringings with the intention that Carol would play Mama. Uh-huh. The part was written for her, and she said, but I want to be Eunice. And the writers were very upset. She said to Bob Mackey, couldn't we make Vicky Mama? And he said, sure, because by that time he had made me many crazy old ladies on that show. So then we went into rehearsal, and Carol said, I want to do it Southern, because I think it's sort of like Tennessee Williams on acid. But we turned it on its ear. We did it Southern, and the writers were so upset when they saw it that they walked out. They said, you've ruined our beautiful piece. You're going to offend the entire southern half of the country, and you've ruined it.
Ah!
Little did they know.
Little did they know it became the iconic sketch and also was a spinoff, its own show.
It was. I think those were arguably Carol's favorite characters on The Burnett Show. Those writers couldn't write those sketches fast enough. Hmm. And she is the one that said to me when The Burnett Show was over, you have got to do this as a series. And I wasn't sure I really wanted to play an old lady every week. But she said, sweetie, trust me, you need to do this as a series. And that old lady will take care of you for the rest of your life.
Oh, my gosh. She had quite a foresight there. Let's play another clip. And this is one that parodies Gone with the Wind. It's called Went with the Wind. This is one of the iconic scenes. Burnett recreates a scene in the movie where Scarlett O'Hara pulls some curtains down to make a dress. And except Burnett's dress still has the curtain rod in it. And here's a different part of that skit that includes you playing the character Sissy, who, of course, is modeled after Prissy.
Miss Dunn! Miss Dunn! Miss Dunn! Miss Dunn! Miss Dunn! Miss Dunn!
What is it, Sissy?
It's Mr. Brashley. He's here.
Mr. Brashley! He's here! Oh, fix my hair, straighten my dress, and pinch my cheeks. I gotta look my best. What are you doing, girl? Leave me alone.
Talk about that skit and what you guys were doing there.
Oh, my gosh. That's sketch was actually written by two kids that were ushers over at NBC, but they were huge fans of the show. And so they wrote this sketch and sent it over to the executive producer, who read the sketch, loved it so much that he invited them in and said, would you guys like to be writers on our show? The curtain rod, that whole thing, was Bob Mackey, who, you know, I know is famous for all of his sequins, but he was really a comic genius. He used to put together some pretty damn funny characters for us. And I think there were many times that Carol and I both said we didn't know who we were. You know, we don't have a handle on our character. And we'd go over to Bob's. He'd dress you from head to toe, and you'd look in the mirror and you'd go, oh, my God, I know exactly who I am. Mama being one of them, and the curtain rod being his idea. I believe the script just said Carol comes down dressed in a gown made from the curtains. And he said, I had a kind of a funny idea. And he had, in a little dressing room, put the whole costume on a mannequin. He threw open the curtain and said, and Carol said, I fell on the floor and peed my pants when I looked at it. She said, it's going to be the funniest joke ever on the show.
Well, so you have been friends with Carol Burnett almost your entire life, right? Since you were 17.
You know, she was on such a pedestal for so many years for me. And I really felt like, I was a kid. You know what I mean, Madeline? I was a teenager. These people were married. They had children. They had lives. They would double date. They'd go on vacations together. I was the little kid wet behind the ears who was going to the Harvard School of Comedy in front of America. And in my spare time dating all the ushers at CBS. I was So it was a lot of years before I felt like I was appear at all. Certainly it took at least until the time Mama came along for me to feel like I had earned the right to play with the grown-ups in the sandbox.
Well, you have been playing in that sandbox for quite a while, and tonight you will be on the special.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. It's so cool, all of the younger performers that really feel like they owe so much of what they do to Carol.
Yeah.
I've heard him say many times, did you know that you were a trailblazer? Did you know that you were, you know, leading the women into comedy battle? Did you know any of this? And she always says, you never know that you're doing that at the time. You're just trying to stay on the air and get a paycheck, you know? So to have the show live on like it has and to have it have such an impact on so many generations is pretty darn cool.
She's amazing. Vicki Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for the great stories. And we'll see you tonight on the show.
You will. And happy birthday to Carol.
Happy birthday to Carol. Carol Burnett, 90 Years of Laughter and Love, airs tonight at 8 o'clock on NBC. And then it streams on Peacock. And that'll do it for us today on Press Play. Thank you for listening. I'm Madeline Brand, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.